monoclonal antibodies. Monoclonal antibodies are really the product of a single stimulated B cell. And we know how they work because we've looked at them already. So what happens in this case is they're artificially produced. And the great thing about them, the fantastic thing about them, is that they are very, very specific. And so they can target as little as 6 to 8 amino acids long, that little tiny bit of a protein. So it means if you're trying to treat a disorder or a disease, you can be very specific and leave the healthy cells unaffected. So some of the uses for them these days, for example, they can be used to treat multiple sclerosis. And one of the things we think about multiple sclerosis is that cells in the immune system, which we should not get there, enter across into the brain, things such as T lymphocytes. And to do this, they'll often be in the blood vessels and they'll attach onto a protein, which is an adhesion molecule called integrin, which is found in the blood vessels. And then they're able to enter into the brain. So monoclonal antibodies can attach to part of the integrin and they can block the entry of the lymphocytes into the brain. They're also used to treat things like rheumatoid arthritis, and this is when your white blood cells respond to antigens of your own tissues within a joint. And you've got things such as macrophages, which start producing inflammatory cytokines, such as tissue necrosis factor alpha, and this is very inflammatory, it causes lots of damage. And so again, your monoclonal antibodies are anti-tumor necrosis factor alpha. They'll attach onto it and then it can no longer have its effect. They're also used these days a lot in terms of treatments of cancer. Cancer, of course, is very difficult to treat because these are your own cells. And so looking for antigens which are different on them is quite difficult. They have many different ways of treating cancers, but one of the ways is that they actually bind onto cell surface receptors that you find on these cells, so they can't be activated. Many tumor cells actually require growth factors. In particular, there's one called epidermal growth factor, and that must bind onto their growth factor receptors in order for them to grow and divide. So certain antibodies, monoclonal antibodies, will bind onto this, and Herceptin is an example of this. It binds onto what's called the HER2 EGFR receptor on advanced breast cancer cells, and therefore they can no longer bind on to the actual molecule which causes them to grow. So you can see they have many, many uses these days in treating diseases and disorders.